the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 353. Summertime.
Comedy Forecast is powered by its patrons. To support the show and get episodes before everyone else, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. Or just go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the right-hand side of the page.
In this episode, we go to the beach, get some online support, deal with a prison break, and more. Come on, let's get to the forecast.
Item 1 of 4.
Oh, hi, folks. Welcome to or welcome back to Comedy Forecast. It's now officially summertime. And we all know what that means. The three S's. Sand, sun, and surf. Well, for most of you anyway. Personally, I can't stand the beach. To me, the three S's are sunburn, stroke, and shark attacks. Really, I have never enjoyed the beach. It's like an amusement park, but without any of the annoying, fun. To start off with, everyone piles into the car super early in the morning, reeking of sunscreen and unreasonably high expectations. And when you get to the beach, you have to dash around on the fire pit hot sand, hopping over people like some crazed kangaroo looking for a spot big enough for your beach towel. That thin piece of garishly colored cloth. That Walmart markdown rectangle that is the only thing that separates you from sand that has now reached a temperature of 4 billion degrees. Centigrade or Fahrenheit, it doesn't matter at that point. You know, there have been times that I've seen the sand turning into glass right in front of my eyes. Next, up with the umbrella. No, it's not raining. That's meant to protect you from the sun and give you some cooling shade. What? This isn't some magic outdoor air conditioner. Now, cool you up. Go ahead. Go get some ice cream from that sketchy-looking vendor over there, then try to leisurely eat your SpongeBob popsicle under the cooling shade of a beach umbrella. It's all an illusion. Okay, that's sand and sun. What about surf? Well, what about it? Explain to me again why I want to race across the hot sand to go into water that I can't drink, has all sorts of odd things floating in it, and has the potential to carry me off at any second. Fun! Look, our ancestors crawled out of that mess. The least we can do is honor their memory by doing nothing more with the ocean other than sailing gaudy 4,000-passenger cruise ships on top of it. But if you enjoy the beach, you should go. Me? I'll be waiting someplace with air conditioning, Wi-Fi, and lemonade that hasn't been sitting in a cooler all day, slowly turning into yellow lava.
Item 2 of 4.
Thank you for calling Frel Customer Support. My name is Renee. How may I help you?
Yes, I just bought a new Frel Windows laptop and I...
Well, good for you.
Thanks. Anyway, I was having a bit of trouble setting up a wireless configuration.
Oh, that is a problem. You must feel very frustrated.
I kind of do. I mean, the main reason I bought this thing was to take the place of my old machine.
I think you were wise to take that step.
Not if I can't get this connection set up.
I'm sure you can do it.
Well, thank you, but I'm not having much luck, so
I... Oh, I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit. I believe in you!
And I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Aren't you nice?
Yes, I guess, but that still doesn't solve my problem.
Well, mister, I think you need to buckle down and get to it. Stay focused.
Excuse me, but what does that have to do with anything? I need support here.
And you have it. I'm behind you 110%, and so is the entire Frel customer support team.
Great. So, can you help me get this wireless problem fixed?
Let's find out. What have you done so far?
So far, the obvious. I tried turning it off and on again.
Very smart.
Then I went into the control panel and used the built-in step-by-step guide to try to solve the problem.
Wow, you did a lot. You must know a lot about computers.
Well, I know my way around the keyboard, if you know what I mean.
I'm sure you do. See? You've had the answers all along.
No, I don't. I haven't been able to set up this connection.
Oh. Would you like me to put you through to hardware support?
Yes, please. Thank you.
One moment, please. And at the end of this phone call, there's a survey. We'd appreciate all fives.
Thank you for contacting Frel Hardware Support. How can I help you?
Oh, thank goodness. I'm having trouble...
Not you! I don't give a damn about your whiny von Winehousing. Let me talk to the machine!
What?
What has that human been doing to you? He doesn't deserve you. You're better than him!
Item 3 of 4.
Yes, Miss Winstead?
Sir, the governor is on the line.
No, thank you very much. Hello, governor. Yes, I'm aware that this prison break could not have come at a worse time. No, sir, no, we are still investigating how the prisoners were able to build an elaborate underground monorail system. Yes, we're speculating that it had something to do with the 4,000 pounds of silverware missing from the cafeteria. Yes. Now, Governor, you know me better than that. I can assure you that the remaining 76 prisoners here are all present and accounted for. Oh, excuse me one minute, Governor. Come in!
I'm sorry to interrupt, Warden.
I should hope so, Officer Moffrey. I'm on the phone with the Governor!
Oh, well, then this might not be the best time to tell you this, but another 6 prisoners have escaped.
What? What? How?
Well, apparently no one thought to close up the hole where the monorail left the prison.
Well, get some men down there and close it up!
Yes, sir.
Governor, sorry about the interruption. Yes, as I was saying, you can rest assured that the other 70 prisoners here are all accounted for. No, I'm sure I said 70 the first time, too, Governor. Yes. Now, I think that we should... Miss Winstead, could you please stop people from...
Sorry to interrupt again, Warden, but...
Well, spit it out, man!
Another 15 prisoners have escaped.
What? I thought I told you to get your men down there and close up that tunnel!
Yes, sir. But you might remember that we use inmate volunteers to do that type of work. And, well, when they saw that big old monorail tunnel, they just took off.
Officer Moffrey, get your men down there and seal up that tunnel now!
Yes, sir.
Governor, hello, how are you? I mean, where was I? Oh, yes, 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 of course. The security of the other 55 prisoners. Ooh, what's that? You can't hear? Well, maybe we have a bad connection. A secure, direct line. Yes, right, of course. Yes!
How are you today, Warden? I don't think I ever asked you.
Skip it, Officer Moffrey. I tried that. It doesn't work. Now, did you... Wait, I know that look on your face. How many escaped this time?
Another 30.
30? 30? How is that even possible? You had your man down there in the tunnel this time.
Well, you see, sir, that's the problem. All my officers were down there doing work on the tunnel, so the prisoners just started walking out the main gate. In hindsight, we probably should have closed that first.
Officer Moffrey, take half your men and seal up that tunnel. Then take the other half and put them back on regular duty.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir. Good plan, sir.
Oh! Looks like I hung up on the governor by mistake.
Sir, the governor is back on the line.
How does he do that? Hello, governor. Sorry about that. Rumors of more escapes? Governor, please. I would certainly tell you if anything was happening to our 25 prisoners.
Another 15 escaped.
Let me guess. You had half the guards on duty, so only half the number escaped this time.
Bingo.
Please, Officer Moffrey, get out there and guard our remaining 10 prisoners.
Right.
Now if I...
Another 9 escaped.
Of course they did! Why not? But why not 10? Why is there one prisoner left? What's wrong with him? What is his deal?
He said he doesn't want to leave.
Why not?
He says it's too dangerous. There are way too many escaped prisoners out there.
Thank you, Officer Moffrey.
No problem.
You may leave. Governor, good news. Yes, we're getting things back under control here. Yes, as a matter of fact, at this very moment, we have one of the prisoners in solitary confinement.
Item 4 of 4.
Hi again, Clinton here. I just wanted to do a quick follow-up on my segment from last episode about what you can do to help your friendly neighborhood podcaster. I think a lot of you took that to heart, and I appreciate it. Personally, I received some nice feedback on that segment, and I continue to get nice feedback from you, the listeners. Over on the Comedy Forecast YouTube channel, Chudley Cannon Fodder wrote, "Thank you for reminding me it's been 10 years and making me feel old. A fan from back in 05. Chudley, just remember that you're as young as you feel. Or act. Or look when you wear skinny jeans. Something like that. I appreciate every kind word from everyone who has written or called in. Speaking of which, I'll leave you with this message that came in on the super secret phone line. And I'll talk to you next time."
Hi, Clinton. Good evening. This is Anuj from India. I am just calling you to congratulate you for your 10th year on podcast. I am a relatively new listener of yours. I have just heard four or five episodes till now. I just got into the podcasting just now. And I'm listening to your show. It always makes me smile. It always makes me think. And it always makes my day brighter. I look forward to listening to your episodes. I keep on checking feeds when the new episodes are coming. And I always smile, you know, when I see a new episode from Clinton. So keep up the good job. And I can't believe that you've been around for 10 years. I am kicking myself for finding you so late. But hey, better late than never, right? So I love listening to your show, and I'll keep on listening, and I hope I can listen to the older episodes too so that I can catch up on your awesomeness. Once again, namaste from India, and I hope you keep on listening for another 10, 20, 30, 40 years, Clinton. Love your show, love your work, keep it up, my dear friend, and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Marathon-sized thanks this episode to Paul Berry, from A Window to the Magic, at windowtothemagic.com.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick?
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, if you have any comments about this episode, why not call the super secret phone line? at area code 360-515-0004. The phone not your thing? That's okay. Drop us an email at comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4, at gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can find all the episodes at comedyforecast.com. You can also subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else fine podcasts are listed.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying, that's it. We're done.
Bye-bye.